This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. A federal appeals court has ruled that California's three strikes law can produce cruel and unusual sentences. The case involved a shoplifter who was sentenced to 50 years in prison. The court's decision could result in hundreds of cases being challenged. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports.
Leonardo Andrade received his 50-year sentence for stealing $153 worth of videotapes from a Southern California Kmart. Were it not for prior convictions for other petty nonviolent crimes, he would likely have done no more than 6 months. And according to the three-judge panel of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, that violated the Eighth Amendment to the Constitution, prohibiting cruel and unusual punishment. Their opinion said, quote, "The harshness of the sentence appears grossly disproportionate to the gravity of the offense and the culpability of the offender." The court also pointed out that Andrade received a harsher sentence than some kidnappers and murderers. Erwin Chemerinsky, a constitutional law professor at the University of Southern California, represented Andrade. He said he expects that many petty criminals who've received harsh sentences under California's three strikes law will now appeal their sentences. California voters passed the nation's toughest three strikes measure in 1994. Unlike similarly named laws in other states, California's version of three strikes counts nonviolent crimes such as theft. A second strike sentence can be doubled. A third strike can be sentenced at 25 years to life. The state Supreme Court has previously dismissed challenges to the law similar to the Andrade case, and the U.S. Supreme Court has declined to hear such challenges. Even the Ninth Circuit was divided in its ruling, voting 2-1 in Andrade's favor. In the minority was Judge Joseph Sneed. He pointed out that California voters approved the three strikes law by an overwhelming majority, which is, he wrote, quote, "the clearest indication possible that severe mandatory sentences for recidivist offenders is the expressed penal philosophy of the citizens of California. The voice of the electorate," he said, "should not be ignored." Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Los Angeles.